What's up, everybody, and thank you for joining us for this edition of Brag Out Loud. I am your host, Chris Bragg, and before I begin, I've really got to give a big thank you to everyone who has supported the show so far, who has liked us on Facebook at Brag Out Loud, followed us on Twitter and Instagram at Brag Out Loud, and of course, subscribe to iTunes and YouTube at Brag Out Loud. The support means so much to me. That's why I'm doing this show, is for you, the fan, and you, the listener. So once again, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you so much. The response to the shows have been overwhelmingly positive, and in particular, the last episode where I talked about our night out at the Rockalicious show. Myself and my wife ended up meeting up with my friends Tiffany and Ver. Had a lot of fun there, and people are asking me, when are we getting Tiffany and Ver on the show? Well, I've got to schedule a time to sit down with them and to record a podcast. I'm really looking forward to it. The girls are excited about it. I know you guys are going to love it. Trust me when I tell you, you will not want to miss that episode. And you'll hear about it first on our Facebook page at Brag Out Loud. So stay tuned for that. This past weekend was a really good one. My son Joseph, my oldest son, he was confirmed, which was a very proud moment for us as parents. And he was pretty proud of it himself, which he should be. We also got to see Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. And let me tell you right off the bat, I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot. Oh, baby Groot. Gotta love baby Groot. He was definitely a highlight of the movie. Definitely brought the cuteness to Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. But I tell you, honestly, overall, it was a fantastic movie. It really was great. It may be the best Marvel movie to date. I don't want to say it is yet. I'd like to see it again to kind of get a little more perspective of it, but I laughed so hard throughout the entire movie. My entire family did. It was hilarious. There were quite a few scenes that tugged at the heartstrings. I did not cry. There was real dusty in the theater, so don't let anybody tell you that I cried. It was really well put together. The story was great. A lot of action that really moved the Guardians of the Galaxy forward into the Marvel Universe. I can't really talk much without spoiling it, but I will say it's definitely a must-see in the theaters. Don't wait till it comes out on Netflix or DVD or the Fire Stick or however you watch your movies at home. Definitely go see it in the theater. It's going to be really tough for a movie this summer to be any bigger and better than Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. I give it my highest recommendation from Brag Out Loud. Definitely go see Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. You will not be disappointed. And make sure you stay after the credits or through the entire credits because there are several scenes and also there's a little Easter egg hunt throughout the credits as well where you can find Groot. So I'll just leave it with that. But one other thing I want to say about the movie, another highlight is Dave Bautista playing Drax the Destroyer. Now, of course, as a wrestling fan, that's where Bautista came from, the world of professional wrestling. Had a chance to shine in this movie. Drax, of course, no sense of humor. Everything's played straight, but he did a great job. Dave Bautista has really taken that character and made it his own. Just a great performance and a great showcase for Dave Bautista as well. So, again, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, definitely a must-see. Go check it out. Kicks the summer movie season off with a bang. So that was a pretty exciting event that happened this weekend for us, going to see the movie. If you have added me on Snapchat, you've seen me throw out a few things on my drive home to and from South Carolina to Georgia and back and forth, where I am actually taking requests and singing songs to you on Snapchat. It sounds ridiculous, I tell you, but add me on Snapchat at Mr. Bragman. That's Mr. Bragman. And you'll see what it's all about. I'm not going to say a lot about it here, but I'm going to try to get a little more active on Snapchat. It's a fun social media platform. Really looking forward to having you guys add me. I'll add you back. We'll exchange snaps. I'll sing to you. And I've gotten to where I really enjoy using Snapchat beyond just sending snaps back and forth to my wife and my daughter, who loves Snapchat as well. But definitely add me on Snapchat. Keep a lookout for the announcements that I will be taking requests and singing songs on Snapchat. So you don't want to miss that. Trust me, it's embarrassing for me, but I have a lot of fun with it. My goal is to entertain, and that's what I'm doing. So everybody's enjoying that, and I hope you will too. Now, also in the last episode, you heard me talk about our friend Dylan Odom, known in the wrestling world as Nova. Well, he started a new podcast, and he released the first episode, and I was able to get a chance to catch up with him earlier today to tell us a little bit more about that. Now, as you heard on the last episode, I talked a little bit about our friend Dylan. He was with us on the WrestleMania preview and review specials, and he's got his own podcast he's starting up, and it's focusing on the world of pro wrestling, and I've got him on the line with me right now. Dylan, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Chris?
I am not bad. Now, this past weekend, Dylan released the first episode of Layeth the Cast Down. Dylan, I listened to it. I thought you did a really good job. Tell us a little bit about the evolution of that and how that came about.
I appreciate it, first of all, but it's still in its baby steps. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed what I put out. I made sure, you know, I put out something that I feel like I would want to hear and what the fans would want to hear. But, again, like I said, it's still starting out, and it's only going to get better. You know, we really want to put the best of what we can, especially, you know, with the fans of pro wrestling. They're very opinionated, and that is something that I completely enjoy, and I enjoy that competition, and I can't wait to put out more.
Now, you started your first show off with a bang. You had a huge guest that you got to meet a couple of weeks ago, and you got a chance to interview. Tell us who that was.
Yes, for people that don't know, I mean, you know me as Dylan. The world knows me as Nova. I wanted to make my way out to do something big for the show, get it going. And so I drove from Savannah all the way out to Barnesville, Georgia, and to an event that was hosted by a new promotion called Bulletproof Wrestling. I got to catch a really good show. And at the end, I actually got to sit down with an idol of mine who has now become a good friend. And he is none other than the American Nightmare, Cody.
Yes, formerly known as Cody Rhodes, the son of the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, hence the American Nightmare, Cody. And I got to tell you, I listened to the interview. It was really well done. I'm very proud of you, Dylan. Now, I know for your next episode, you're heading back up to Barnesville. You've got a couple of other interviews lined up. You want to give us a little insight on that, or you want to leave that for a surprise?
You know, I hadn't thought whether I really wanted to do it as a surprise or not. I will say I am going to have some guests on, one formerly from the world of WCW, the other alumni from Ring of Honor, so you're definitely going to want to catch those, and I really do appreciate the shout out there. I'm really glad you enjoyed it, but I really wanted to tell you, I really enjoy what you're doing, and I think the fans love what you're doing, and you're yourself. You're on there. Chris, for you guys who are listening, this isn't a personality he's doing. He's not a character. This isn't professional wrestling. There's no gimmick there. This is Chris. You're hearing him as Chris Bragg, and I just wanted to tell you, it's really good what you're doing here.
I'm deeply humbled and appreciative of the kind words. And like I told you before, and we've discussed it when we've talked about these podcasts, my whole goal is to inform and inspire and entertain, to tell stories. And yours is one, actually, I want to get on as well. Because you're a lot more than professional wrestling. Yeah, you know, you're an artist, you're a musician. One day soon when we have more time, I want to sit down with you and get a little more in depth and then into who not only Nova is, but and also who Dylan Odom is. So, Dylan, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to come on and tell us all about Layeth the Cast Down. Tell the audience once again where they can hear Layeth the Cast Down.
Well, we're going to host a weekly show. It's going to be over on our Facebook account at Layeth the Cast Down Official. And we also have it on Layeth the Cast Down Official at Podomatic.com. That'd be Layeth the Cast Down Official .podomatic.com. We're going to have it over on our YouTube channel at Official Layeth the Cast Down.
Sounds great, man. And if you want to go to Brag Out Loud on the Facebook page, I posted a link to his page as well. So we're going to be intertwined, interconnected. Anytime I want to talk about wrestling, I'm bringing Dylan on. And I'll probably be going on his show a time or two as well. So, Dylan, once again, congratulations on the success of the first episode. Really looking forward to hearing what you got coming up next.
All right. And I appreciate that, Chris. Thank you.
Absolutely. Once again, make sure you go check out Layeth the Cast Down. There's a link on our Facebook page to his first episode and to his Facebook page. So make sure you go like, give that a like and check him out. Not only does Dylan have a big weekend coming up, but I personally have a big weekend coming up. Now, I suggested on the last episode that I might have a special guest lined up to promote something that I was going to be doing and attending. Well, unfortunately, it did not work out. But this weekend, my wife and I are going to have the honor of going and seeing music legend Alice Cooper. Yes, that's right. The godfather of shock rock, Mr. Alice Cooper. He is one of my favorite artists of all time. It's a bucket list item I've had to see him live. And he will be in Columbia, South Carolina this Saturday night, May 13th. And my wife Jennifer has generously given me tickets to go see him for our anniversary, which is coming up this weekend as well. I'll talk about that in a minute. But if you know me, you know how much I love Alice Cooper. Just such a great, great artist and entertainer. I've wanted to see him forever, and I'm getting the chance to do that this weekend. I am so excited. You have no idea how excited I am. I'm going to be taking lots of pictures. I'll be posting those on Facebook and Instagram, so make sure you check those out. I'm just so pumped beyond belief. I could not wait to see Alice Cooper this coming weekend. I'm going to tell you all about it on the next episode, I'm sure. I'll probably talk too much about it. You're going to get sick of hearing about it, but really excited to see Alice Cooper finally this weekend coming up. So I'm really looking forward to that. But this weekend also marks the 16th anniversary of my marriage to Jennifer Bragg. It's our 16th wedding anniversary, and as you heard in the previous episode, as I gave tribute to her, how much I love her, how much I appreciate her, and how much she means to me, it's very difficult to express into words how much I do love her and appreciate her. I try. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But nonetheless, this weekend we're celebrating 16 years. Baby, I love you so much, and I can't wait to see what the next 16 years and beyond will bring for us as a family. So you may want to go give her a shout out and congratulate her for putting up with me for 16 years. But this weekend, is also Mother's Day weekend. Now, I don't think I have to tell you how important mothers are to all of us. So make sure you take the time to spend with your mother this weekend to let her know how much you appreciate her and how much you love her. They make the world go around. They are usually the glue that binds many of these families. I know my wife, Jennifer, the mother of my children, keeps our family together. My mom has always been a rock. So once again, to my mother, to my Jennifer, and to all the mothers out there, have a very, very, very happy Mother's Day. We love you. We appreciate you. And we hope you have the wonderful day that you deserve. And I believe that's going to wrap up this edition of Brag Out Loud. Once again, make sure you go to the Facebook page at Brag Out Loud. Give us a like. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Brag Out Loud. Please, please, please subscribe to iTunes and YouTube at Brag Out Loud. And as I mentioned earlier, add me on Snapchat at Mr. Bragman for all the hilarious and embarrassing snaps I'm going to be putting out there. Thank you for joining us once again. Please let us hear from you. I want to hear your feedback. I want to hear what you want to hear from Brag Out Loud. It's been my honor and privilege to speak to you, to talk to you, to entertain you. I look forward to hearing from you. And until next time, God bless you and have a wonderful day.